What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
Alonzo's in the house, so Steve, you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What are baby bears called?
Cubs.
Correct. What keeps the Earth's atmosphere from leaving the planet?
Gravity.
Correct. Which rocker's nickname is Diamond Dave?
Pass.
What does the orbital cavity contain?
Chief?
No.
Pass.
What mid-80s year was the sequel to Alien released?
Aliens.
Yeah, what year was it released?
88.
No.
89.
No.
90.
No. The modern game of golf originated in what Celtic country?
Ireland.
No.
Pass.
How many paintings did Vincent van Gogh sell in his lifetime?
0.
No.
3.
No.
4.
No. Which president introduced the mule to the United States?
Eisenhower.
No! You got 2, Alonzo.
I dropped a deuce.
I dropped a deuce. But that's okay. Oh, yeah. I've done the same.
Shame upon the family.
The first time I ever played, that was my score. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Happy Kicks for Kids Day.
What a great day. And thanks to all the Rockaholics. We are over 14,000. Actually, yes. Over 16,000 if we include the firefighters' great, generous donation. But we're going to hit our goal.
So I feel know very you're excited about that.
Yes, yes.
But are you ready for the game?
Yes!
What are baby bears called?
Cubs.
Yes. What keeps the Earth's atmosphere from leaving the planet?
Gravity.
Correct. Which rocker's nickname is Diamond Dave?
David Lee Roth.
Correct. What does the orbital cavity contain?
Your eye.
Yes. In what mid-80s year was the sequel to Alien released?
Oh. 86.
Yes. Nice. The modern game of golf originated in what Celtic country?
I don't know. Scotland?
Yes. How many paintings did Vincent van Gogh sell in his lifetime?
3.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Which president introduced the mule to the United States?
I'm going to go with Taft.
No.
Lincoln.
No.
Roosevelt.
No. What was the name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Correct. Klamath Lake is the largest lake in which U.S. state?
Oregon.
Correct. Steve Migs with time to spare.
Wow.
You got 8 correct, and that is a win, 8-2. Sorry, Alonzo.
Hey, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah.
within his lifetime, he only sold one painting. And then the other one.
Just one?
Just one.
He has a terrible agent.
Right. The president that introduced the mule to the United States, his nickname was actually the father of the American mule, George Washington.
Oh, God.
The OG.
Just guess that, yeah.
Congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
It is Kicks for Kids Day, and it is something to be very proud of, Rockaholics, the work that we're doing right now to put sneakers on local children in need before they go back to school. And for $169, we've been playing crazy requests all day.
We've been playing a lot of crazy requests from Taylor Swift to Britney Spears, then to also like Ozzy Osbourne, Sturgill Simpson. And we are getting so many requests. We're going to try to get to all of them that we can. Please don't be upset if we aren't. But obviously, at the end of the day, all of this is for a great cause. We're trying to put brand new shoes on kids in need through Mary's Place with Kicks for Kids. And right now, we are well over $15,000 raised. Our goal is $20,000. You know what? I feel like we could hit it before 10 a.m.
Let's go.
And so you mentioned crazy. And this texter and this generous donator wanted to hear a song that has the word crazy in it, and that's Crazy Bitch. Eric Eiflin donated $269 to Kicks for Kids and said, can you please play Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry for the kids, of course.
We absolutely can, and you can do it the same way at KISW.com. It is Kicks for Kids Day, and the goal is to hit $20,000. We might even do that before 10 a.m. this morning. The challenge is on, Steve Miggs.
And big shout to a lot of the Rockaholics. Zany Zelda Kemp donated $69, joining the 69 Club. Any amount helps, from $5 to $500. And we've had a lot of generous donators this morning, donating over $1,000 as well, including one. If we have a half a second, I just want to give a quick shout out to Chris Shelamados, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but donated $1,069 and said the morning show makes my commute to work enjoyable. Thanks for bringing a smile to my mornings. I wish this program existed when I was younger and in the foster system. I often had to wear old shoes and old clothes, sometimes not knowing if what I wore was more suited for girls or boys. Thank you, Mary's Place, for all that you do. Keep up the great work.
That is so fantastic. You can do any amount, $5, $50, $500 at KISW.com.
And for $169, we will play whatever you want. And we're trying to get through all of them that we can. And apologies if we don't get to all of them. But I love the hustle from Mark Osler. He wanted a local band to get played and also wanted to give some love to an upcoming show. The band is called Warning Danger. The song's called Asteroid, and they're playing an all-ages show at Fantagraphics Bookstore in Georgetown on Saturday, August 9th.
Nice!
So once again, this band is called Warning Danger, and the song Asteroid on Kicks for Kids Day.
An 8.8 magnitude earthquake hit Russia earlier this week, and there was a tsunami warning and evacuations in effect for the coast of Hawaii. It's a huge deal. And
I saw some of the footage, man. I was like, oh, man. I just think about everybody, like not only just like the people who live there, but all the tourists that show up to Hawaii all the time.
Absolutely. And we've got Bryson on the phone, who's in Honolulu right now. Bryson, we're so curious to get a little window into the world that you're living in right now.
Hey, guys. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird every time it happens. It happens a lot, but not too often, you know?
So when you say it happens a lot, are you talking about like the alarms and like, or just tsunami warnings? Like what happens a lot? Because I mean, I've been to Hawaii a few times, but never been around there when like something like this has happened.
Yeah, well, not necessarily a lot, but, you know, growing up here all my life, yeah, we've been through it a handful of times. And you know what? Every time it's half and half. Half of us take it super seriously, and then half of us go into, like, complete party mode for some reason.
Like,
hunker
wait,
down.
Is it, like, party mode, like, the world's coming to an end, so F it, let's have fun? Or is it just like, oh, yeah, here we go again, another tsunami warning?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, half of us, you know, take it seriously, take the precautions, pack a few bags, pack the car, and, you know, head to our evacuation spots. And then the other half of us, they just get together and just kind of just watch as the warnings go by and, you know, get together with friends. It turns into like a big watch party. And
so which half are you a part of?
Yeah.
I'm getting the vibe that you might be a part of the watch party vibe.
You know what? As growing up, you know, when I was younger, it would be more like, oh, you know, this is happening. It's happening. You get together with friends or family and, you know, kind of drink it off. But as I grow older, I take it way more seriously. And then as I'm older, like right now, I see the you know, the younger crowd or even some of my friends still in party mode. But
so, Bryson, the times that there have been these evacuation orders put into place, what is the traffic like? Because I can't imagine there's, you know, more than a few ways to get out of the area. But what is it like being in a car trying to make moves when everybody else is doing the same thing?
This time around, I was lucky because I just came home from a trip. And, like, I was, you know, I had a couple of days off, so I was home. But for someone like my brother who was working in town in Honolulu, and we live on the south side, the complete opposite, he did not get home until, like, 5-6 hours later.
Wow.
He was stuck in a traffic jam in his truck. We were wondering if he had enough gas to get home. But, you know, he ended up making it home, and everything was well.
Bryson, another question for you. When tsunami waves are coming, you know, toward you in Honolulu, what is the sky doing? Does the sky change colors? What does it look like?
You know what? We're also fighting a hurricane watch right now, but oddly enough, things do change nature-wise. Like, I don't know if you guys seen videos, but, you know, all the birds flock to, like, certain trees. They're not on the ground as usual. They're not in the sky. Like, the birds, we noticed yesterday, were just acting a little weird.
That's kind of eerie.
Mm-hmm. So Waikiki, as you guys know and love, busy tourist street, beaches were all empty. Yeah, the birds are weird, but yeah.
Now, Bryson, do you ever see, like, we were talking about sometimes when these warnings come about in Washington, surfers will go out into the water. Does that happen in Hawaii, or are they a little bit more conscious of the, you know, the general severity of the situation?
Majority of the island take their precautions. You know, beaches were empty, but, you know, some percentage of the locals and tourists, they still go out, and it's a shame to see, but, you know, some of our locals take the opportunity to go out fishing, and there's some videos floating around of the locals catching some big fish, which, you know, they, great for you, they get a good sized fish, but there's some out there that still go out and surf and fish and all that.
Well, right on, man. We appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us.
Yeah, aloha, guys. You guys stay safe as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Same, Bryson.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right, bye.
You know, he was mentioning how, like, some people have decided to party and stuff. And did you see the story about how there was a reporter from KHON in Honolulu that was trying to do, a live report in Waikiki when all this first started going on? And as he's doing the report, you could notice that people in higher floors of these hotels, they're just throwing parties.
Oh.
So when he said that, I was like, that's just so crazy. I'm like, wait a second. A news reporter had to deal with that. And here's the audio of it.
It's kind of wild to see all these people here. I can tell you at the hotels, there are lots of people on their balconies checking out what is supposed to have come. But yeah, everyone just kind of anxiously awaiting to see what's going to come. And you can see, I think you can hear a lot of people yelling in the background. Lots of people, front row seats here to see, to watch, anxiously awaiting the tsunami. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Who's that girl in the background?
Just taunting Mother Nature.
Let's go.
Give us your best.
And give me a fireball while you're at it, too. Oh,
the Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. Plus, one lucky grand prize winner this week is also going to get a backstage tour from the one and only Scott Stapp, the frontman of Creed. If you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920, call 206-803-ROCK. And Steve Miggs?
Yes.
We are doing Kicks for Kids Day in a big way.
What an awesome day. Our goal is to raise $20,000. We're getting closer and closer. We're well over $14,000 raised so far this morning. So thank you to all the Rockaholics. And for $169, we'll play your song. And we've been getting some great requests, and I love this one. I'm actually fired up to hear this song because they said it's an anonymous donation, $169. Hearing Seasons by Chris Cornell reminded me how much I miss Mother Love Bone. Can you play Star Dog Champion?
We sure can.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater 2 weeks from today, August 14th. Plus, one lucky grand prize winner this week will get a backstage tour from Scott Stapp himself, the front man of Creed. Our contestant this morning is Jamie from Yelm. What's up, Jamie?
Hi, how are you?
We are doing so great, and we are very excited to spin this wheel and see if we are going to have you play with me or Mr. Migsy.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's spin that wheel. Who's it going to land on, T-Dog? Will it be you? It's currently on me right now, but will it land on my name? Or just by a hair, it is now on T-Dog.
Ooh, all right, Jamie.
You big Creed fan before we get to it?
I am, and I'm so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because, I don't know, I'm like shaking, I'm so nervous, I want to go so bad.
Well, don't be nervous, we have zero integrity, so we will do everything in our power to help you win this win these tickets.
All right, awesome, Jamie,
thank you.
I'm here for you, and here is your clip.
Okay, come on, Jamie.
It's Creed Higher.
Let's go. Here we go, everybody.
Danny is in his own special hell right now, and I love it so much.
That would be his own prison.
That was a great call out, Steve.
I figured if anyone's going to appreciate it, it's Queen Pun over here.
All right, Jamie, you did great. Now it is my turn, and I will try not to screw this up for you. Danny, let's hear the clip. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that a one-name guy? Was he on American Idol?
Oh, okay. Does he look like me?
So... Okay, Jamie, I think it's Daughtry, but I don't know the name of the song. Are you able to give me a hint for the song if you know it?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I know the name of the song.
Is it as simple as like one of the words that I just heard?
Like, I feel like the song, the name was in the play the song again. I think the name was in there. I'm going
home. Is it called Home? Jamie, congratulations. You are not only going to see Creed at White River Amphitheater, but you're going to be entered for the chance to win a backstage tour from Scott Stapp.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Oh, I mean, Jamie's fun. I love Jamie. I hope we run into her at the show because we're going.
Hell yeah. So be sure to say hi if you see us there.
Oh, I will.
We'll be in the back with Scott Stapp.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics after another song request thanks to a $169 donation,
we're
Steve Miggs.
So many donations. We're going to try to get as many as we want. I want to give a big shout to my buddy Brett Dodson, who runs Be Jolly Lotion, CBD Lotion, which I cannot recommend enough. I've been telling you guys nonstop about how much their lotion helps. It's like a CBD lotion that just helps with a lot of pain and aches and things along those lines. But locally made, and he's a great dude. And he donated $169 for Kicks for Kids. So this one's for Be Jolly Lotion. He put in a song request, but he also said, hey, how about you guys just pick a jolly song?
And you found one, Steve?
Well, I think it's one that two of the three members of this show will find to be very jolly. And I figured it's perfect to play right after Hook or Shook, where we give away tickets to see Creed.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So, Danny, this one's for you, because we know you love Creed. And this is their greatest song. So, the epitome of jolly.
Donate at KISW.com.
This one's for you, Brett. Be jolly.
All morning, we have received some great texts and calls from you that we just have not had the time to get to. It's been a busy morning, Steve Miggs, but right now...
A busy morning, raising money for the kids.
Oh.
Kicks for Kids Day, it's been a blast. Over 14,000 raised so far for Mary's Place, and hopefully the donations keep coming in. Go to KISW.com to make a donation.
Right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today. 206-803-ROCK. Mike from Marysville is on the line. And Mike, you want to tell us a story about getting pranked by your wife?
Yeah, something that I will never live down and always be remembered for.
Okay.
we were at a 4th of July party at a friend's house. It's a pool party, so, you know, we're all in our swimsuits. Well, nice. My wife had swapped my swim trunks out with some dissolving swim trunks.
Wait, that's a thing?
To me. And so we're all standing at the counter. We're making decorations, making drinks, getting ready for the party. Well, one of our friends behind me opens up a 2-liter Sprite bottle. It explodes all over me. I don't know that I'm wearing dissolvable swim trunks. So they fall off. My wife's best friend, who's standing in front of me, I don't know, instinctively decides to cover up my area with her hands so that the kids can't see. Well, she's got glue on her hands from making decorations. So needless to say, her hands stuck there, and that was a trip to the emergency room that I will never forget, with my wife's best friend grabbing my junk,
No. My
wife laughing the whole entire time, and everybody knowing about it.
Mike, this is the greatest story I've ever heard.
It was probably the most memorable story that's ever happened to me.
It sounds like it's straight out of a movie scene.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. And, I mean, we'd all had a couple drinks by then from our pre-funk, so we were just laughing our butts off the entire time. We couldn't stop laughing. We still laugh about it till this day.
So then, like, that conversation with her, with the friend and you as her hands there, that had to be very awkward.
It was extremely weird. We can laugh about it now, but we didn't really hang out a lot with that friend for quite a while afterwards, until the awkwardness went away.
That's a make or break friendship moment there. That's either the last time you ever see that person, or now you have something that you will forever laugh about together.
Oh yeah, it's still hilarious. This was years ago, and it's still hilarious to this day. And it always starts out with, "Hey, remember that one time?"
Also, I'm today years old. I didn't even know dissolving swim trunks was a thing, and I went on Amazon.com, and sure as that's $16, you could get a pair. And they're actually, the swim trunks that they're selling, I'm kind of like, I would just wear those because they look good. Like, I would have never guessed that these things would dissolve in water.
I mean, is the only purpose for these to prank someone, or what would be the other need for these pants?
It says dissolving swim trunks, prank trunks, funny gift for bachelor party, swimming pool. Yeah, you put them in the water. And the minute it hits water, they just start falling apart.
Okay, this is funny, and I am intrigued, and I think I might invest.
I was going to say, can you get some of these for Brad for next year's Camp Cash?
I want to get some for you guys when we're out of town next week.
Well, good thing when I swim naked, so I don't have to worry about that.
206-803-ROCK, we are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
Someone texted and said, hey, did you guys hear about the sex toy that ended up on the court at a WNBA game?
No.
Yes. So listen to this, Darren. This story is so great. This happened during the Golden State Valkyries Atlanta Dream game, which was on Tuesday. As the game is going on, a neon green toy flew past the players and landed on the court. Now, it just shows, though, it doesn't matter male, female. If you're an athlete, you're playing sports, you've got that kind of sense of humor that you can laugh that off. Because apparently the players are struggling to not just start laughing. But the announcers didn't know what was going on. And here's how it sounded when the announcers were doing the play-by-play.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court.
Actually, from the crowd, the officials will say they will continue play.
This is so great. They're like, whoa.
What kind of play are we doing?
As that goes off the fingertips of the Valkyries. But that needs to be addressed.
Crazy part is the Valkyries won 69-62. No, I have no idea what the score was.
Oh, no. That is amazing.
That needs to be a giveaway.
I would pay extra money to go to a game where that did happen.
What if the Seattle Storm had adult toy night?
I would go.
Yeah?
I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Sue Bird comes out. They're like, hey, everybody. I'm the greatest player of all time, and here we're giving these away. That beats a bobblehead.
It certainly does.
The Daily Mix Show.
You're probably already aware of the fact that today is Kicks for Kids Day. And if you've been listening for any duration, you know that we have been playing some wacky stuff. And why is that, Steve?
Well, it's been fun because sometimes people text in not knowing why we're doing it. Like, what the hell is going on with your radio station? Why did you just play Taylor Swift? Why did you just play Sturgill Simpson? Why did you just play Britney Spears? And I'm like, it's for the kids. $169 donated. We'll play whatever you want. We're trying to get to all the songs as quickly as possible. And the Rockaholics have been just making some great donations. And we're learning that our Rockaholics have very strange taste in music.
I am very curious to know what is on tap, Steve.
So this one's from Matt Berg in Port Orchard. And this one got me very nostalgic because he donated $169.69.
Nice.
If we could play, and this brings me right back to college and college radio, the Dead Milkmen and their song, Bitchin' Camaro. Do you know this song?
I do not know this song.
Oh, dude, we used to play this song all the time. It's so great.
Let's crank it. Today is Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and what a pleasure it has been to see everybody throwing down big bucks to make
Unreal.
A difference. Steve, we made a little deal with our Rockaholics that if they donated $169 that we would play their song, and we don't have enough time to play them all.
No, which is a good problem to have, and thank you for all the Rockaholics for being so generous, but we figured we'll run through a couple just to give some shout outs to the people who aren't able to play the entire song, but big shout out to Thomas Benwell, who wanted to hear this song by Ella Langley and Riley Green.
Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
Country action right here.
And you look like you love me.
So Ryan's going to play the entire song.
Can I ask a question? Are they, are these people trolling you?
I don't
because
know.
If they like this music, why are they listening to us?
Maybe they just like our show but don't like our music.
I can't imagine that that's a fact.
I think you're right. I kind of agree with you. All right, how about this one from Elizabeth McInstatt? She wanted to hear this song. Little Sammy Hagar. All right, so this one now, a big shout out to Mark Gamble. I think, Ryan, this will fall into your category of, like, what are you doing listening to us, but... He wanted to hear Angel Wings featuring Aviana Acid.
Okay.
Come on, there's acid in the name. That's cool.
I need more acid. How about this one? This is an anonymous donation, but they want to hear some Concrete Blonde.
That song.
I think, Taryn Daly, you'll appreciate this one. Anonymous donator wanted some Eminem.
Great cameo in Happy Gilmore, too.
This one just came in from Matt. He wanted to hear a little local band from Olympia called Gunslinger. That's for Matt Ackerman. And then one more in Ryan Cass. I don't know if you've ever been so lucky to experience the music of Electric Callboy, but earlier we played their music because Philip from Puyallup made a $169 donation, and he made another $169 donation to hear another Electric Callboy song.
I am not familiar.
This one's called Techno Train.
I'll be honest, this is not what I expected at all. That's what I expected.
I feel like this band is all of my personalities combined.
Yes! This is my new favorite band. Thank you, Philip and Puyallup. Thank you to everybody who donated money. We are raising a lot of money for a great cause, and that's Kicks for Kids in Mary's Place.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, Steve Miggs, Kicks for Kids Day rolls on, and I do believe we have time to play one more song at a $169 donation, which, by the way, including our Washington State Council of Firefighters donation of $2,500, we are at $17,246 raised.
Let's go.
So who wanted to hear The Boss?
That would be Julie Murphy. She donated $169, hoping to hear The Rising from Bruce Springsteen.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us on this fine Kicks for Kids Day.
Yeah.
We're only a couple $1,000s away from our goal already.
I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
You should.
I think whatever time Slim's Last Chance opens down there in Georgetown, I'm having a liquid lunch today.
Meet
hopefully
you there.
They open in 15 seconds. Okay. Let's go.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, somebody's got to be here until 2. So.
But yeah, you know, Miles, nice I just work. Saw Miles walk by.
Oh, good.
If he loves the kids, he'll do it for
he
you.
He has more stuff to do anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Hey. Thank you to everybody who donated this morning.
Way to go. That's awesome.
We are over how much again?
It was like $17,246. I mean, this is just so incredible.
And yeah, that was a lot of fun this morning and playing some very weird and random songs. It was just a blast. And also, hey, speaking of a blast, the Seattle Mariners, DMB is brought to you by Palace Law. The Seattle Mariners bringing back third baseman Eugenio Gino Suarez in a trade with the Diamondbacks. So now they've figured everything out on first base, third base as well. They've also got a relief pitcher by the name of Caleb Ferguson they got from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Some say they're not even done in the trade deadlines today. So the Mariners are making a run. They're going to make a run for the World Series, and I'm excited about it.
How can this not be our year?
This is our year.
It is our year, man. For once, they're actually doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Watch, they don't even make the playoffs.
Stop. Don't even take it back, Steve.
I'm kidding.
This is your year.
There is a park in Marysville that I used to actually live across from called Mother Nature's Window.
You know,
34 acres.
I bought drugs there.
Yes, exactly. It is set to reopen. It's apparently been closed for many years, but they already have construction underway. It was funded in large part to a $750,000 federal grant.
I love that the one thing that Ryan Castle remembers of this park is that's where he bought drugs. And then Taryn and I were talking earlier, and her one memory of this park is
I got my house broken into when I lived across the street from that park because there was a lot of tweakers out and about.
I apologize for that.
You guys aren't helping the North End with the.
I was going to say $750,000 might not be enough, though. Man, that thing needs some work.
Don't forget Blue Angels today. They'll be doing some practice stuff starting at 11 o'clock and then again at 3:30. So you can check it out over at Genesee Park, Seward Park, Mercer Island Beaches as well. So Seafair's here this weekend. As far as weather, we're in a high of 81 degrees today. It's going to be a nice sunny day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.